My guest this evening is currently in the belly of the fame beast. He recently soared to the head of the comedy pact with his hit movie Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and he's got a big new film coming out June 29th called The Mask. Through it all, he has not deviated one iota from his brilliantly peculiar personal style of comedy. I couldn't be happier for anybody's success. Joining us live from Breckenridge, Colorado, one of the true good guys, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey. Howdy, Jim.
Blow me, Dennis. Kiss my hairy ass.
So has fame affected you at all? Jimmy, your head's on fire.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm hungry right now. I'm supposed to be having a sandwich delivered here sometime in the near future!
So fame hasn't really gotten to you too much, has it, Jim?
No.
Hasn't changed at all?
What do you mean?
Just want to compliment you on the nice decorations on that tree behind you there, babe.
By the way, Dennis?
Yes?
My name is no longer Jim Carrey. I've changed that now.
Oh.
Yeah, I just felt at this point it was a little too accessible. And so I've decided to, like Prince, find a symbol for myself that basically defines me.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I've come up with. This is my new name now.
Now, if we wanted to call you
ka-ching.
That... How's that pronounced?
Ka-ching! The cash register.
All right.
So I'd appreciate it if you'd use that from now on.
Now, ka-ching...
Yes.
So the haircut, babe, you look like Lindsey Krause in House of Games. What's,
Hold on a second. I have to go get my reference book.
Oh.
Look up House of Games, quickly! This isn't, a lot of people think I'm doing this for a part or something, but the chipped tooth and the hair right now is basically just one of the many disguises that one must use when one has become, I'd hate to say the voice of a generation, but certainly a cultural icon.
Uh-huh.
You see, fame, Dennis, is it's interesting because it's no good, you know, if you lose sight of what's important. And that's what... Am I supposed... Where's my fucking sandwich? Can I have the fucking sandwich? Well, I'm on fucking national television. I'm supposed to have a fucking... I'm fucking starving to death. Oh, well, bring it over here. Bring it over here! Bring it! Bring... Excuse me, Dennis. What's your name?
Miles.
Miles. Well, Miles, obviously you didn't read the rider in my contract that specifically states that I am to be served no sandwich without a side of Dijon fucking mustard! Come here. I'm gonna strangle you now. And don't you dare defend yourself! Don't defend yourself.
Take him out, ka-ching! Yeah. Beautiful ka-ching.
You see, Dennis?
Yeah?
You just can't let that kind of thing go, man.
All right.
You know, because they will screw you. You know?
I swear, this it looks like Letterman in the early years.
And I know who they are,
too. We got a phone call we got to take, ka-ching. It's from line two. It's Carrie in St. Paul, Minnesota. Carrie, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, ka-ching. How you doing? I was just wondering, have you ever taken any martial arts and how did you get so flexible?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I called you.
Nice to know some things don't change, ka-ching.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was your question again, Carrie? We missed it, babe.
Okay, I was wondering if you ever took any martial arts and how he got so flexible. Also, I like his last name, Carrie.
Is that your name, too?
Yes, it is.
Are we related in some way?
No, it's my first name.
First of all, my body is a private thing, and I don't discuss it. What I do with it, what I use it for. I can kill. I have the power. I'm teaching the children how to kill now. That's my quest.
All right, Kaching,
like Michael Jackson, I'm going the other way. I want to teach them how to kill, not peace, because they have to ride the bus. Don't you understand?
Yeah, well, you got to have a cause. Line one, Dave in San Antonio. Dave, you're on with Kaching.
Dennis, I'm really glad to see you back. I thought political satire was dead. Yo, Kaching.
Yeah.
I realize that the road's a hell of a grind, but when you go get back on it, the only way to really appreciate a true talent is in person. Sure like to see you out there.
You know you have a special wisdom about you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Any compliment I get, you know me, I'll suck it up just as much as anybody else.
Well, I will be back on the road as soon as these, you know, I get these five or six films out of the way.
Now, Jimmy, have you met any famous people since you've gotten so hot? You've been
You know what's
running?
Amazing?
Yeah.
It's amazing at the level of acceptance I've gained in within the Hollywood upper echelon. They've really opened their arms to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a lot of friends before this happened, you know, and they bore me now. So, you know, it's just nice to know that there's people out there that understand what makes a star click, you know? And so... my new friends, like George Hamilton, can understand my inner turmoil and what I'm going through right now. It's just nice. It's nice. It's really nice to know that underneath that leathery, sun lamp-induced tan, there's somebody I can relate to.
All right. Well, listen, Jim, you know, happy you took some time out of your schedule tonight. We know how busy you are. You are the man, and... we appreciate you stopping and talking to us. We have to go now. We're going to send you out a gift. We've got a robe for you from the Arsenio Hall show. And,
cool. The old one's worn out.
Get back there and referee the second half of that basketball game.
Thanks. Congratulations on your show, too.
All right.
Hey, whatever happens,
yeah.
Keep your head on straight.
All right. Jim Carrey, folks. Ka-ching.